starting with O'Neal Cruz, who about an hour ago was selected to participate in the Home Run Derby. I think Crowley brings up an interesting point here on Twitter. Adam Crowley, O'Neal Cruz didn't deserve it. Is the Home Run Derby really something that you deserve? Like, is it?
I believe
for the best players?
No, I believe Clint Eastwood in Unforgiven said famously, "Deserves got nothing to do with it," and that is how I feel.
But if it's a signature event for baseball.
Okay.
For the best players in the game,
it's not for the best.
O'Neal Cruz is not that.
The Home Run Derby is not a signature event designed for the best players in the game. Is the NBA Slam Dunk Contest a thing that only features the best players in the sport?
No, usually the best ones decline it, and then we get Seth
Mac McClung.
Seth McClung. He used to pitch for the Brewers. Yeah,
Mac McClung wins it.
He has to get called up from the G League to do it because no one wants to do it.
It's not
the bottom of the barrel. The Home Run Derby.
It isn't the bottom of the
barrel.
Aaron
Judge has done it.
Sure.
Pete Alonso
Ronald Acuna does it. Aaron Gordon has won the Slam Dunk Contest. What's my point here? They're both kind of almost like things, and I mean this particular usage of the term is very much complimentary. They're for kind of the freak show players. Aaron Gordon was an insane dunker. No one hits the ball harder, arguably, than O'Neal Cruz. That means even though he's not a great baseball player or even sometimes a good baseball player, he's perfect for an event where they're throwing you batting practice cheese and basically begging you to hit it as far and as hard as you can.
So it sounds like you disagree with Adam.
You think this is tailor-made for O'Neal.
You think this is cool?
No, good, fun, and cool are a different story. This is the kind of event that's tailor-made for O'Neal Cruz, and I think that might say a lot, good and bad, about O'Neal Cruz. He's capable of these like great feats of throwing a ball 105 miles an hour, of hitting a ball 125. But where's the great baseball player coming from all that?
I know, but I have to stick up for Crowley here as his proxy in this.
You don't have to do anything for Crowley.
I'm compelled to. I do. It does have the vibe to me of when you tell your kids they can't have ice cream unless they eat their broccoli, and then you just give in. They break your will, and you're like, what the hell? He didn't eat it, but I'm still going to give him it. Everyone else is going to eat ice cream. I can't have my five-year-old sit there and watch us eat it. And you give him the dessert anyways.
Who's breaking down and giving in to O'Neal Cruz here?
The All-Star Game...
Baseball asked him to do it.
The All-Star Game... The All-Star Game itself is supposed to be a reward for having a really good first half of the season. O'Neal Cruz looked like he was going to do that. He looked like he was on pace for a breakout year. In April and May, we were talking about these things being a possibility. We were bringing up maybe he'll make the All-Star Game as a player in the game on merit. Maybe he'll get a $200 million extension. I don't know, things like that. And then June happened, and he hit 176 for the month. And then through the first 90 games of this year, he still can't figure out how to hit left-handed pitching. He's hitting 117 against lefties. He leads baseball in errors by an outfielder. There is good and there is bad with O'Neal Cruz. He's not a bad player. I wish the Pirates had more guys with his talent. But the reason why they're in last place is because they've not been able to procure the talent out of him correctly and appropriately. And so now he's in the Home Run Derby. I get where Adam's coming from. It is peculiar. These types of guys usually don't get invited to just participate in the Home Run Derby, and then, hey, you're not good enough to stick around for the game the next day. Look at the other Pirates who have participated in the Home Run Derby over the years. Do you have the list, Donnie?
Bay, Josh Bell.
Barry Bonds.
Alvarez. McCutcheon.
Bobby Bonilla. Okay, we've got, like, big names. Alvarez was leading the National League in home runs, I believe, when he participated. Where do you come down on this, Don?
I'm fine with him being in it.
So you don't get where Crowley's coming from. You think he's just what? Stirring the pot here? Is that what's happening?
I mean, if this was, I don't know, 20 years ago, hell, maybe even 10 years ago, I would get it because I think the comparison to the dunk contest or the three-point contest is a pretty good one. Like, it's a skill competition around the All-Star game like we see in the NBA where you don't have to be an all-star anymore to participate. And they are getting dudes that don't even play in the NBA that participate in some of these events, by the way.
Like, he just said it. McClung gets called right. from the G League.
Okay,
yeah, but you're an NBA player.
But it's no longer like, oh, you have to be all-star caliber to participate in the home run derby. Then, so it's fair game.
Fair enough. But then, but listen to what you guys are both essentially saying. You're saying that the home run derby is turned into a joke because guys like O'Neal Cruz are in it.
It's a freak show. It's a
I mean, all-star games in general have turned into a joke.
They are trying to see, they are within reason. You have to be like at least an actual major league player, I would say.
Yeah.
Within reason, they are trying to get the guys, yes, some really good players, but guys with a decent home run total. 15's not atrocious for
Cruz. Not good. There are 38 players with
more. It's not good. But they're trying to get a guy with an okay-looking home run total who can hit the ball very hard. And as you go through, you've got the big dumper, Cal Raleigh. He's hardest. They have this on MLB.com, Pony.
Yep.
Hardest hit home run of 2025, 115.2. James Wood, who's 6'7", just like O'Neal Cruz, hardest hit home run, 116.
He's having a monster year,
he
though.
Is. Byron Buxton, hardest hit home run, 112.5. O'Neal Cruz, hardest hit home run, 122.9 miles an hour. Well, the hardest hit batted ball base hit in a home run in the history of StatCast. That, in one sentence, is why he is in this. And why, frankly, for what the event is, he warrants being in this. Nobody can hit the ball harder when they hit the ball their hardest.
There are 38 guys who are more deserving to be in it, though, because they've hit more home runs than him, right?
No.
So it's about how... It's
if
about,
a guy's hitting wall-scraping home runs, like pop fly home
runs...
Well,
wait a minute, though.
He shouldn't be in it.
So you think that the home run derby should be... Whoever are the eight guys who hit the ball the hardest should participate in it, regardless of how many home runs they have?
There's a little Venn diagram. Do you have at least an okay number of home runs? 15 is passable, not great. There are 38 players ahead of him. And do you hit the ever-loving bleep out of the ball? He does that. He checks both boxes. I would rather have him in this than a guy who's just like having a good season, hitting more home runs than people thought. I don't need that. Like, honestly, you know who's the classic example of that kind of player? When Jason Bay was in it, that was the kind of guy he was. He's not hitting, like, memorable shots. He's just hitting a lot of home runs. And then he went in and participated in the home run derby. Do you remember how many he hit?
Zero.
Correct.
Well, now here's my other question. If you're taking this stance now, what if he would win? You're going to say, oh, well, he shouldn't have been in
well,
it.
Well, I think he has a better chance. I think he has a better chance to win it than the previous guys because of what Chris just said. I agree with Chris on that. It's just... Adam, I think, raises an interesting point. Like, he's being allowed to participate in something where he can make more money in one night than he can playing baseball for the Pirates the entire season. And there's just a part of it that doesn't sit right with me because he hasn't advanced as the player that I wanted him to this year. Like, if he was having if he had carried over what he did in April and May into June and the early part of July, I would say this is great. Good for this guy. But I don't feel that way right now.
This just feels like you're 39 years old and it feels like a guy who's 70 giving me a take across the room.
I wasn't the one that started it. Get on Adam, who's younger than all three of us. He's the one that said it first, not me.
I expect
he's
that
older
out
than
of
me.
Him.
Oh, he is?
I expect yes. that out of Crowley. I expect more
what
out of
What do
you
mean? I thought Adam was the like everything's fun guy. That's always his take on things. Sports are supposed to be
apparently
fun. He might
not,
as well put that on a masthead on the
apparently
emails
it's
he
not
sends
always
out
his take. Since he gave this one, this is decidedly a not fun. Sports are not supposed to be fun take.